Last time, we've only played that one other time. We played that at the Reading Festival, I think, in 1996. There you go. And it was a little bit of a disaster. A couple people drank too much and forgot a little bit of the song.
Ouch.
We didn't get a sound check or anything, so we just threw it together. I think we opened up with it, didn't we?
We did, yeah, it was not so good.
So it went much better tonight, yeah.
Chris, can we get the acoustic guitar, please?
So we'll do a couple of songs that's from our newest record, sort of in a weird sort of storyteller sort of thing. If we were able to do a VH1 storyteller sort of thing, we'd do something like this. Yeah? Yeah?
And do you want to talk about the song?
The first one we're going to do is...
Do You Realize?
Do You Realize. All right, we'll do that one first, right? And remember we came up with this song... I had come up with this the lyric of "Do you realize?" Not saying it to anybody in particular. Not saying "Do you realize?" A lot of times, you know, I'm saying these things. I'm saying it to myself as something that I want to remember. Do you realize? Saying it to myself, and I had come up with a lot of these lyrics just really fast, just really kind of off the top of my head as I was singing into my 15-year-old 4-track that I have at home. And I remember Stephen came by and I sort of played him what I had there. And I came up to that line that says, do you realize everyone you know someday will die? And I know it feels like a very poignant moment in the song there. But really, when I came up with it, I really didn't know if that was going to work or if that was really just sort of sloppy or cheap or just whatever. And I remember when I played it for him, I was waiting for that wince.
I was crushed, actually.
There you go. See, you never know. And so a lot of times people ask me, it's like, well, you know, how do you arrive at, you know, that point in the song where you put the meaning in there or whatever? And a lot of times it's just really a very lucky coincidence that you say something that has some sort of meaning, but you're not really aware of it yourself. And then if you're lucky, like I am, you play it for someone and they give you an honest answer. And you would have said if it sucked.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so... you know, we'll do this song. It won't sound the same, but, you know, that's sort of the point of this, to give you some sort of unique version of the song and all that. And so we'll try it. All right.